Good morning. I'm Mark Scott. For listeners of WBFO's FM signal, the voice of Jay Moran is still relatively new to you. But even longtime listeners of AM 970 might not be aware of how Jay spends 40-plus evenings a year. Tonight, the Buffalo Sabres play their final home game of the season at the First Niagara Center. And if you plan on attending, you just might recognize this voice.
Please hold on to your eyes. Go! Buffalo Sabres!
Yes, Morning Edition host Jay Moran moonlights as the public address announcer for the Buffalo Sabres. He's been doing so since the fall of 2005.
I was actually doing the public address at one of the NCAA tournament games here back in the early 2000s. And Rich Wall, who at the time was he was the game presentation coordinator here, he heard me. It was during the lockout year, actually. And he thought I sounded really good inside the building, and he said, we're going to use you next year. And I thought, well, maybe use me for a game or two, and I showed up for the first game. That was the game back after the lockout, and I've been here ever since.
Back in the old days at Memorial Auditorium, the Sabres' legendary PA announcer, Hall of Famer Milt Ellis, was stationed at ice level and worked alone in calling out the goals and penalties. But Jay Moran is part of a team working out of a press box booth. Jennifer Dunford holds the title of Director of Game Presentation for the Sabres. Besides Jay, Dunford directs cameramen, the scoreboard operators, and even the team's popular mascot.
Send Sabretooth up to those kids in 325 to help them get the waves started.
Dunford is responsible for maintaining a high energy level, especially during stoppages of play. She says Buffalo is an educated hockey city, so there's really no need for Jay Moran to be a cheerleader like some of the PA announcers heard in other NHL cities.
Jay is essentially our host, really, of the game. He gives the information to our fans. He's the one who, you know, gives our fans information on promotions, on hockey information, on really what's going on in the building. He sets the tone from the time the team takes the ice till the team leaves the ice.
Dunford and Moran work as a well-oiled machine. They sit next to each other, Dunford providing the direction and Moran the announcing.
Buffalo's third goal, his second of the night and 18th of the season, scored by number 19, Cody Hudson. Assistant number 9, Derek Roy, number 26, Thomas Vanek. Hodson from Roy and Vanek on the power play at 12:45.
Subway, we gotta do Subway in a bit. Coming up on our next break, guys, we're gonna start out right.
For fan Barbara Maloney of Buffalo, the game day presentation is much appreciated.
It is exciting, and I can't imagine how they do all of this. And I think everybody really enjoys it. Particularly the loudness of the music.
Indeed, the music is loud, but that's the norm today at football stadiums and hockey arenas across the nation. The music is all on computer and is just a quick mouse click away for operator Phil Mercado, the man who also presses a big red button for that loud horn when a goal is scored. For Jay Moran, his sideline makes for a very long day. He goes on the air with Morning Edition at 5 a.m., and depending on the length of the Sabres game, he doesn't leave the arena until 10 p.m. or later. But Jay says he's grateful to have the opportunity to do both.
This is a great job here. You know, you're a Sabres fan. You grew up around here. And the opportunity to do this, you know, it's here. It's here now. It's not going to be here in the future. It wasn't here in the past. It's here now, and I want to do it. And the opportunity to do Morning Edition and mornings in Buffalo for a great station, you know, that's here now too. So just do it.
Catch naps when you can.
Catch naps when you can. I'm a great napper. I'm a lot better than I used to be.
Reporting from the First Niagara Center, Mark Scott, WBFO and AM 970 News.